This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Hopefully you had a relaxing weekend, but I doubt it. No, I know some of you. You did not have a relaxing weekend. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I can't speak for the Postal Service. God bless those guys. 99.9% of the time they get what I send out there in one piece. Sometimes I decide to turn it into a puzzle. What can I tell you? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on. Geez, you know what? We need like 6 hours with all the stuff that took place over the weekend. Right? About 30 stories up on the screen. And you know what? If I get to 7 total, I'm really good. Just really good. All right. So let's start off with it. I always love, you know, we talk about vetting, right? The president, when he vetted some of the people in the cabinet, and it didn't work out so good for him. Right? And then he tells us how he's going to keep us safe. He's going to protect us. That didn't work out so good for him either. So apparently he invited a rapper to the White House. And again, you're talking to a guy who doesn't have a clue. I wouldn't know a rapper from a bouncer at a club. So a man who liberals consider to be so wise, Mr. Obama, celebrated his My Brother's Keeper initiative. Now, think about this. My Brother's Keeper, right? Good initiative. Good program. And this is to keep black youths out of jail. And what did he do? So he invited a gangster rapper, or as they say, a gangster rapper, to the White House. Because, you know, what makes so much sense. Right? Why not invite a gangster rapper? You know, these guys in the gangster world, or the gangster rapper world, it's all about crime. It's all about pulling it over on the cops. It's all about killing people. Who better than them to come and keep black youths, to talk to black youths about being out of jail. So, as Obama finished delivering his speech, you know, about the, you know, telling people what it was all about and what have you, the gangster rappers, you, all of a sudden you heard this beep, can't handle it, huh? All of a sudden you heard this beeping going on, right? And nobody could figure out what it was. And can you imagine them, you know, they're looking at them, what's that sound? Does somebody actually have a beeper on? I mean, because remember, beepers went out, what, in the 80s, early 90s, what have you? No, apparently the gangster rapper that he invited over to help keep black youths out of jail was keeping himself out of jail for the moment. His house arrest ankle bracelet began beeping, similar to a garbage truck in reverse. Can you imagine that? How do you explain that one? Let me see. I want to keep black kids out of jail. Who should I invite over? Yeah, that's it. We'll get this rapper over because he's been out of jail for a couple of days now. He'll be fine. Anyway, according to the Daily Caller, the gangster rapper in question, Rick Ross, who named himself after a former drug kingpin, this is why I keep saying the president's mindset is the what's real, what's good for our kids, what isn't good for our kids. It's just in a different reality zone, isn't it? Well, that actually, it's not a good reality zone. We'll put it that way. Now, he's been wearing this ankle bracelet since he was released from jail after posting a $2 million bond in July 2015. Well, I guess, okay, so here's how it comes together, right? He brought this guy in so the kids could learn how to stay out of jail. And the way you stay out of jail is you become a gangster rapper. You make millions of dollars. You can do damage to somebody. That way you'll have the $2 million bucks to put up in bond to get out of jail, right? Now, he's been out of jail since July 2015 for having kidnapped and beaten up his groundskeeper. A nice guy, right? Exactly sounds like somebody he should invite to the Oval Office. Are these the only kind of people he knows? I'm just asking. One writer says it was like a loud fart in a quiet room when the ankle bracelet went off. Nobody knew what to do. Moreover, even the original drug kingpin Rick Ross himself dislikes rapper Rick Ross. Why? Because he believes that the gangster trash spewed by Ross and those like him primes young children for a life of crime and incarceration. Now, I don't know. This guy, and I'm talking about Obama now, right? Yeah, right. Okay, so this guy, Mr. Obama, I'm talking about. Who vets people for him? Or does he just say, don't check the guy out. I just bring him in. I don't care what you guys find out about him. I want him here. Right? I wonder if they check him for guns. No, I'm not Obama. No. The guy that came in. The rapper. So the sickening and tragically ironic story, the irony of the story of what Obama did ought to inspire epic migraines in the heads of all Americans. Think about it. This shows just how ignorant this guy is. How much he doesn't care. It also demonstrates why the black community really will never in a million years prosper under this president. Or maybe even under any Democratic leader. Think about it. I mean, think about all those Baltimore, when we have Corey Duncan on. You know, Baltimore is run by black legislators. And you keep voting them in. And they keep leaving you high and dry. And that's the nice way of putting it. I'm Joe Messina, your hope. Adrian Nelson will join me in the second hour. Your hope. I am your hope for tonight. Your host will be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back with Diane. You'll just have to wait a while for the camera to go back on. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can do it. Really? You're really going to do that? You can take the poll. You can do a gazillion things on the website, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I may never turn your mic on. You might be in here in jail for 100 years at this place. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And like I said, we'll get the camera back on in a couple of minutes. You know, if you head up to the website, give me your email address. It's right up in the top right-hand corner. There's a little white box. And you can put your email address in there. I don't send out junk. At least I don't think I do. I let you know who's coming up, who's going to be on the show, that kind of thing. And if that's too much for you to have, if that's too much information, you're listening to the wrong show to begin with. Anyway, where was I? I'm not kidding, man. I got like 40 stories up here on the screen. And they all, listen to me, I'm from New York all of a sudden. I'm from New York. They all are, God bless America. So let's start off with 33 dead, 130. Isn't that terrible? It almost sounds like I'm enjoying this one. 33 dead, 130 injured in China. Now, I don't know if you heard, this happened the other day. And I don't know if you heard about this. But the rapper's done. You can go look that up later on. But this was a group of knife-wielding men attacking a train station in southern China on Saturday, killing at least 29 people. And check this out. They killed 29 people, and they injured over 130. I need to say that again. They killed 29 people and injured over 130. Now, Chinese officials called, isn't that amazing? They didn't wait 5 days. They didn't wait for the transcripts of the, I don't even know if they have 911 over there. They didn't wait for any of that. They jumped all over it. They called it a terrorist attack. Oh, my God. Well, those Chinese, they've been racist all their lives. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to try the local news source called it that. I'm not going to try to pronounce the word. Four of the attackers were also shot dead. Only one was captured alive after the mayhem. Now, it broke out about 9 o'clock, or I guess 8 o'clock our time. 8 in the morning at the Kunming Railway Station. Now, that's southwest China. Now, the Kunming government said that the serious violent terrorist attack was planned and organized by Xinjiang and their separatist forces. Now, ethnic Turkish, come on, give me some slack here. What happened to John Smith? Yeah, not going to happen, right? He doesn't live there. Okay. Ethnic Turkish Uyghur separatists have been sporadically fighting for an independent state in Xinjiang. In northwest China, home to about 10 million. Oh, sweet Jesus. Gotta find a story I can actually pronounce. What do you think? All right, they're predominantly, come on, I'll let you guess. Christians? Come on, give it a shot. How about you in the chat room? What do you think who predominantly makes up the residents, the demographics of that area? Any idea? Anybody want to try? I'm just curious. Give it a shot. Let me know. Muslim. Well, you guys are slow. Maybe give you all kinds of hints and you're slow. More than 100 people have been killed in protests in the past year alone. What's a Uyghur? You know what that is? You look in the chat room? I don't either. Okay, listen, if you're going to use really weird words, you've got to send definitions right afterward. Yang Hafai, a resident of Yunnan, told a local news source that he was attacked and sustained injuries on his chest and back. Now, Yang said he was buying a ticket when he saw a group rush into the station. A group, most of them dressed in black, and started stabbing people. He said, I saw a person come straight at me with a long knife, and I ran away with everyone else, he said. Good for him. Adding that people who were slower were severely injured. Boy, you talk about survival of the fittest there in Japan, right? Or China. They really don't care. You're on your own. They just fell on the ground, he added. Well, what are they supposed to do? Yunnan province governor, Gao Feng, held an emergency meeting at the number one people's hospital where the injured are being rushed and said, hospitals have received 162 people. State-run Yunnan News said that the men were wearing uniforms when they stormed a railway station. Now, gunshots were heard. I thought you couldn't have guns in China. Is it China one of the countries where you supposedly it's almost impossible to get a gun? We'll get to that one in a minute. You know, and so now if they really want to kill you, is this proof positive? I mean, is anybody on board with me here? Is this proof positive that basically if you want to kill people, you're going to be able to do it? I'm talking car, baseball bat. What else? Knife, gun. Anything? Did I miss anything? No. I'm talking about killing people. Okay. Your rock? Well, yeah. The David Goliath, right? Slingshot? Anything. Yeah, bicycle. Yeah, pushing them down the stairs would work. I don't know about the bicycle thing. Anyway, this is what I'm saying, though. I like the way the Chinese government, they didn't wait. Right now. Right? They called it terrorism 20 minutes after it happened. And they will, and listen, they will, oh, look, I'm getting schooled. You know, they would, the Uyghurs, did you see that in the chat room? Yeah. Wow. So what I was trying to say, how about we say people in China? That's easier for me to do. But even so, I mean, these are things I love when people tell me, we're the only country that have these mass slayings. We're the only country that have these mass killings. We're the only country that has this stuff going on. I'm going, are you out of your mind? Seriously? I'm Trump with Senior Host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, we're going to hear from Vince Scully. You'll like it, I promise. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir.
I know I ask the question every time, but nobody's answered me yet. Can you use the word chick chicky boom? You can. You don't count, because you like it. But, I mean, is it politically correct? Is it like, we care, right? So, anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me. I know. I'll fix the flags next time. I'm Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to talk. Tell me where I'm off, what I'm doing wrong, all that fun stuff. All right. Vin Scully. I know, what has he been? He's been a Dodger announcer for 115 years now, I think. He's been the voice of the Dodgers forever. And I love these guys. I love, you know, I'm not a big sports fan. I really don't like watching sports on TV. And I don't even really like going to the games unless it's a hockey game. I haven't been to one in years, but if I was going to go to one, that would be the one I would go to. So, Vin Scully, you know, and these guys, they seem to be able to talk about anything between pitches, right? I mean, you hear these guys talking about stuff. If you tune in, and baseball to me is so irritating. Because the ball is thrown, the catcher gets the ball. I know, I'm going to tee off a couple of you guys. The catcher gets the ball. He throws it back to the pitcher, the pitcher. What does the pitcher do? Is he contemplating a new novel between pitches? I mean, he's got that ball in his hand. It's like he's thinking about what he's going to do with the next pitch. It shouldn't take that long to move that game along. God, when we were kids, it didn't take us that long to play like 20 innings. I don't think we ever stopped. Anyway, so he, I don't know if some of you already heard this, but he lays out what socialism is about, I don't know, in 25 seconds. And who's going to argue with him? Let's see if I can pull this up.
Socialism failing to work as it always does, this time in Venezuela. You talk about giving everybody something free and all of a sudden there's no food to eat. And who do you think is the richest person in Venezuela? The daughter of Hugo Chavez. Hello. Anyway, 0-2.
He you should have said O&O. I mean, seriously, it's about what it boils down to, right? So that is such a true statement. Under social, you know, everybody's equal, right? Everybody gets fed. Everybody has an apartment. Well, not in Venezuela right now. The only way everybody gets fed is if the dog is big enough to feed all the families of the block. That's the only way everybody gets fed in Venezuela. Because there isn't anything on the shelves. You never hear that in mainstream media, will you? And I don't know why, because these guys wouldn't have a job under socialism. MSNBC, NBC, you know, do you really think if this was a purely socialist country, we would have that many news outlets? Not going to happen. So like I said, you know, I love these guys. That clip is 22 seconds long. And he lays it all out. And as he said, as he brought to life, as nobody else really wants to say it, the only people who have money, the only people who have food, the only people who have cars, the only people who have gas, are the elite, are their 1%. And the other 99%, if you get in the way, you just get shot. It's really that simple for them. There's not a whole bunch of thought going on there. You get in the way, you're gone. Think about that for a while. So, yeah, Bernie, which we call him. I tell you, Andrea Nelson's joining us in the second hour. She's the pop culture queen. Helps me figure out what's going on in the, what do you want to call it, a TMZ world? I don't know what you would call that. Off the top of my head, anyway. And again, I love going through the stories you guys send. The, you know, here's a guy that should run for president. The Florida governor. He ends up blasting President Obama over. I hate computers. This thing is moving slower than a baby running through a pool of molasses in the wintertime. Anyhow, not that you can fix it, but sounds good to me. Oh, it's our favorite website doing that. The we'll see if I can pull this one up now. We may have to go to 2 hours of commercials so I can fix this. What do you think? The who's the governor of Florida? Rick Scott, right? He just lashes out at Obama over Obama's failed policies, and nobody else wants to do this. What other governors are pounding on the president like this? He got in front of the news cameras. He didn't take, seconds to let him have it. Now, the president keeps pushing for gun control. Doesn't address any kind of radical Islam, but he's pushing for more gun control. I'd love these people to tell me, again, you can't get anybody to tell you this. I would love these people to tell us, what do they mean by gun control? To me, this is, when they say this, this is just as scary for me as when they say comprehensive immigration reform. What does that actually mean? Now, Florida Governor Rick Scott, right? Now, he's an ardent defender of the Second Amendment. With everything that went down in Orlando, he reminded CNN viewers, I wouldn't even go on some of these places. Maybe I would, just to help set them straight. He reminded CNN viewers Friday that even after more than two centuries, the Second Amendment has yet to kill anyone. Now, House Pamela Brown referred to the president's Friday comments about gun control, and Obama dared critics to meet the families. I think Rick has probably met the families. Take a listen to what his response was. Let's see if this will come up.
Get it, but the reason I'm asking these questions is because 2 days ago you were ticked off and you were angry about the lack of communication. So yesterday the president came and said the fight against ISIS has been relentless. Do you believe that?
It's still here. I mean, this is. I mean, think about it. We have 49 people slaughtered. I still have people as my citizens in hospitals. We have got. I mean, this. I'm fed up with this. Losing Stephen Sadloff, losing 49. When do we stop and say enough's enough? We're going to absolutely say our number one focus: destroy ISIS, stop radical Islam. I mean, I do not want this to happen in my state again. This is. It's disgusting. I'm fed up with it. It has attacked our gay community, our Hispanic community. We are a wonderful melting pot. The state is. And evil is impacting our entire fabric of this country, and it's impacted my citizens. This has to stop.
The message yesterday was about guns in America. Do you agree with that? Is that the problem?
So, the Second Amendment didn't kill any of these individuals. Evil killed them. ISIS killed them. Radical Islam killed them. We've had the Second Amendment for over 200 years. We are not doing enough to destroy ISIS. We need a president that's going to say, my number one job right now is on top of you, turn this economy around, is destroy ISIS.
Car Mapmaker is back.
Care about their safety.
I'm talking to
so many people here now.
I'm Tillman Sr., host. You're listening to The Real Side. You know, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. But, you know, you think about this. Here's a governor that's speaking out against the president. Here's a governor that's willing to open his mouth and say something. I mean, seriously. Wouldn't we need more of these? If we had more governors speaking out against... you know what? I don't even know what good it would do, frankly. As he started to say, you know, when is enough enough? When do you finally sit, you know, stand up and you go, hey, we can't do this anymore. We cannot have this happening anymore. is this the evil night or what? And it doesn't matter what it is. I think it's the evil night. That's all I got to say. Watch this. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you know, I love this stuff. I love the stuff that you guys are sending me, and I appreciate the stories that you send me on a daily basis. I do hate the interweb thing, though. It's starting to grate on me as the days go on. All right, another one. Let's see what I can do about this one. An ABC reporter tells a Democratic lawmaker. Now we have where's that one I had? The Democratic lawmaker. We'll have to hit that after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We're gonna get all the noises worked out. We'll be back in a minute. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I never got the end of that tune. It sounded like somebody was like sucking wind backwards or something. I don't even know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you know, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I try to answer them. I don't get to them, but I try to answer them. I try to figure out what the heck. I try to figure out what the heck you're asking for. I get some of the questions I get on some of these stories. It's like I'm the guy that wrote the story. Most of the time, I'm not the guy that wrote the story. So get over it. You know, I can't tell you. I can't even tell you. Now, some of the stories I think are true. We try to check them out. If I find them in two or three different places. And usually if I find them like on Yahoo or even Huffington Post, I mean, they go looking for the really ridiculous stories. But a lot of times what's up on the Huffington Post is has truth to it. I'll put it that way. How's that? Oh, let's see. What's a good one I can give you just to make you nuts here? How about a congresswoman who is sick and tired of drug testing welfare recipients? Now this is exactly how the mind of the loons on the left work. So Representative Gwen Moore, she's a Democrat out of Wisconsin, she's sick and tired of drug testing welfare recipients, and she's introduced a new bill. you talk about killing paper, you know, wasting trees and that kind of stuff. I thought these people like were eco-freaks. She's sick and tired of drug testing and welfare recipients. Now, the new bill would make it so that rich people, and I don't know what she calls rich yet, but rich people would have to do the same thing to partake of their tax credits when they're doing their when they're submitting their tax bill returns. And can you imagine? What do you go down? You go down to the clinic. Maybe at the clinic they're going to have a tax thing. You can go ahead and maybe you have to get a thing from the clinic saying that you're clean. Right. So she unveiled Thursday the top 1% Accountability Act, which would require those claiming itemized deductions of more than $150,000 on their tax returns to submit a drug test or file for less generous tax deductions. The proposal is a shot across the bow at Republican governors and states included. Yeah, like that's going to pass. Hey, lady, I got news for you. Half of the people in Congress and the Senate would have to go do urine tests. You think that's going to go over? Who the heck's going to sign that thing? Yeah, you may go in there with $180,000 a year plus. And some of you, after you've been in there for a few years, end up being multimillionaires. How does that work? She goes on to say, as a strong advocate for social programs aimed at combating poverty, look at welfare programs do not combat poverty. Let's just get that straight. They keep people in poverty. Anything that simply hands something to somebody on a long-time basis keeps them there. It doesn't fix it. Moore said in a statement, sadly, Republicans across the country continue to implement discriminatory policies that criminalize the less fortunate and perpetuate false narratives about the most vulnerable among us. That's a hard word for me. But here's the deal. See, remember I said we have to stop letting them dictate what these words mean. You know, they take over. I would love to do one of those man on the street things. I'd love to come up with a dozen words that I know people don't really understand or know what they mean. We'd love to do that in a man on the street. They would be lost. We would be rolling. We could only do half the show because we'd be rolling around laughing so hard. Right? She wants to get rid of the deep stigma around those who depend on government benefits, especially as a former welfare recipient myself, Moore said in the statement. Sadly, Republicans across the country continue to implement discriminatory policies. Like what? No, seriously. I don't want my tax money going for you to use on drugs. I don't want it. It ain't right. It's not fair. You're not going to take the money that I put into the coffers to maybe help you get your kids a meal? And you're going to use it on drugs and you want to know why I'm irritated? Well, not that you really even care. That's the thing that bothers us. Republicans, that's conservative, not even Republicans, man. I don't even know how you can use Republican and conservative in the same line anymore. I'm really starting to lose my sense of humor with this party. Anyway, she goes on to say that, come on back. Right, that 15 states, including Florida, Michigan, and North Carolina have passed bills that require welfare recipients to submit drug testing in an attempt to save money on those programs. Wisconsin, however, has gone further, requiring in its 2015 budget that recipients of the Federal Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, are tested for drug use, and move to federal government has said violates a provision banning states from imposing additional eligibility requirements on those programs. The state then sued, challenging the rule. Now, SNAP, or the food stamps program, helps roughly 45 million Americans. Come on, think about this. 45 million Americans. I don't know if that includes kids. I wonder if that's 45 million families or people as a whole. Now, understand that under this president, there are more people on food stamps. There are more people in poverty. Percentage-wise, than any time in recent recorded history. Now, these people make $26,000 or less. Now, benefits are loaded onto an electronic benefits transfer card. We know what those are, the EBT cards. And they said that are used to make purchases at supermarkets, convenience stores, strip joints, and I guess clubs, where they found some of the money being taken at dance clubs, where they have ATM machines. Because that's really what it's all about, right? So Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, I wish he had made it all the way through. He would have been a great president. I don't know what happened. I don't know how he lost all that fire that early on. I don't think that was him. Now, employers across the state frequently tell me that they have good-paying jobs available in high-demand fields, but need their workers to be drug-free. Now, Walker said in a statement after the drug testing rule went into effect, these important entitlement reforms will help more people find family-supporting jobs, moving them from government dependencies to true independence. They want them. First of all, you got to be drug-free. You got to be willing to work. You got to be willing to get off the couch. And some people have said not just with a minimum wage job. Some people said they can make more money on welfare because of the amount of kids they have and other things than they can go getting a full-time job. And it goes on from there because think about it. When you get on welfare, when you get on these programs, it isn't just food. It isn't just money. You get health care. You get eyeglasses. You get dental. My God. It's like an executive-level job. Now, let me see. The proposal put out there by Paul Ryan includes revamping the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, reforming unemployment insurance, and requiring SNAP recipients to be actively searching for work to receive benefits. Now, they've tried this before, and guess what party keeps shooting it down? Guess what party keeps saying you can't force people to work? Why would you say that? Who's forcing them to work? We're forcing them to look for a job. Now, Ryan unveiled his plans at the end of last week. Tell you what, it didn't make a lot of them happy, let me tell you what. When he stood in front of a drug treatment center and rolled out his anti-poverty initiative, pushing the narrative that poor people are drug addicts, that was the last straw, Moore said. Here's my problem with this and more. What are you saying? When you talk about giving, African Americans, black, whatever you want to call them, black families, when you talk about giving them a leg up, right? When you talk about making sure the programs especially reach the black families, are you saying they can't do it on their own? Right? I mean, think about it. We've had this discussion about these programs that come across that are aimed at African Americans. Well, if you were aiming at an African American, are you saying that, oh my God, they can't get a job on their own? I'm somewhat perplexed and confused. You know, with everything going on about the gun control, I've got some clips on gun control. We'll play in the next hour. And this is where people, they cannot answer the question. What kind of gun control are you talking about? What do you mean? What would you put into effect? I mean, again, short of grinding them all up, what else is there? When we come back, 18 are shot, and 6 are dead. Haven't heard anything from the White House. If you want to know why, you've got to come back and listen to the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Andrea Nelson will join us in the next hour. All this pop culture stuff that I just don't understand. I'm Joe Messina again. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.